Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Alexandria Korn, and you're listening to Weekdays with Murph.
Kaylin, hey. We'll talk with Kaylin about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. And I'd like to say that I've got my co-host with me today, but I honestly have no idea where he is. So with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Kaylin to the show. Hey, Kaylin, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for doing this today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Like I said in the intro, I usually have a co-host for this, but I have no idea where he's at the moment. So it's just us today. At least that's what it looks like it'll be just us today.
That sounds good to me.
Awesome. So, as I was telling you off air, it's an interesting story about how this interview came to be today. We had just wrapped up our last show of the year back in November, and I want to say maybe a week or so later, I get this email just out of the blue from your manager. He says, "Hey, I've got this a Canadian singer-songwriter that this a pop artist who I think would be perfect for the show. So I emailed him back. I said, we just took about a month-long hiatus for the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas. So I'll reach back out to you in January. So I think it was the middle or the end of December rolls around. He reaches out to me again and we go ahead and set this thing up. So that's how it happened, which is really crazy because as I told you off air, we're usually the ones that reach out to artists and managers about having them come on the show. I can literally count on one hand the times that managers have reached out to us.
That's good. I'm glad that Jim reached out.
Yeah, and I've got to tell you, Michaelin, I was doing a little research prior to this interview, and you are one of the most talented people I've heard in a long time.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So I'm kind of kick things off today. Just go ahead and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
I came from a very musical family, so it kind of always surrounded me. Both sides of my families, they like sing or play an instrument. So my parents put me in piano lessons when I was about 5. And then I've been singing since then as well, and I just never really stopped and don't plan on stopping anytime soon either. So that's kind of how I started.
That's awesome. You know, and I've just got to say, I have to say real quick, of course, you're obviously a Canadian, and I absolutely, Canada is probably one of my favorite countries in this world.
Me
I've been
too.
There 3 times, and I cannot wait to go back.
It's great. Not right now because it's freezing, but in the spring
true.
And in the
hopefully
summer.
In the summer sometime. Yeah.
Yeah,
good. Let's see.
Is really good.
I've been to Vancouver, Toronto, and Niagara Falls.
Yeah, I live near Toronto.
Yeah. And I've got to tell you, too, Canadians are literally some of the sweetest, warmest people I have ever met in my life.
Good. That's good to hear. Yeah, I really like living here. It's great.
I honestly feel like family. Every time I've been to Canada,
mm-hmm.
They've all everybody's treated me like family up there, and I'm hoping to get back sometime soon. Like
yeah,
that.
You should for sure.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe a trip to Banff National Park, which I've heard a lot about, and I heard it's gorgeous.
It's literally one of the prettiest places in the world.
I've always heard that. Now, I was out in Yosemite National Park out in California. I want to say maybe 5 years ago or 6, something like that. And that's literally one of the prettiest places on this earth. So I can imagine what a Banff looks like.
No, I want to go so bad. I think it'd be amazing.
Oh, man. I tell everybody, there are certain places in this world that you have to go at least once in your life. And Yosemite National Park is absolutely on the top of that list.
Mm-hmm. That's
it's
awesome.
It's just gorgeous up there.
I want to go.
So, I did have some kind of fun, kind of get-to-know-you type questions, if you're okay with it.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Let me see. If you could go back and change one thing about your career thus far, Would you, and what would it be?
Yes, I would. And if I were to go back and change one thing, I think it would be putting out 1215. I would have wanted to put out, I would either hold off putting it out or put out a more branded album if I were to do it again, and that's what I'm going to do with my next album.
Nice. Okay. So, and that sort of leads me to my next question. If you weren't a singer or weren't in the music industry at all, what other passions do you have?
Oh, God. That's the thing. Even if I wasn't going to be a singer, I'd still want to be involved in the music industry because I love music so much. If I were to probably go in another field, it would probably be something in law or business.
Wow.
But I definitely have always gravitated towards music. And when I'm not doing music now, I'm just with my friends or trying to balance school and everything else. And I'm going on a mission trip to Peru next week. So
oh, nice.
Kind of that right now, too.
That's cool. And I totally get it on the being surrounded by music. I totally get it because I'm the same way. I'm such a music lover that I tell people all the time, I go, my music tastes range from, oh my God, you need to hear this, to please don't judge me for having this one.
Yeah, literally.
It's you know, my best friend, she teases me all the time about some of my shall we say random music purchases.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, it is what it is.
It's what you like, you know?
Yeah. Like I'll give you a prime example. The other day, my playlist went from Eminem straight to country.
It's that
random.
I feel that.
It's literally that random.
So funny.
I wanted to ask, too, I wanted to talk a little bit about social media for a second because it seems like pretty much everybody is on social media these days. Social media is basically taking over our lives at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So, how has social media affected your career thus far?
I've definitely started up my career alongside social media, so I've been kind of figuring it out as I go because. It's been changing as I'm changing. So my career would be so different without social media. I mean, I started out making YouTube videos, and it's where I met a lot of people is through social media. So I don't even know where my career would really be without it because that's how I, promote a lot of my shows. I think social media is a great tool, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I've been doing radio for about 7 years now. I can't even believe I just said 7 years I've been in radio. But it seems like literally 5 minutes I've been doing this. But I agree with you completely. Social media, at least speaking for the show, is one of the best things to ever happen to the show.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, we get probably 85 or 90% of our guests through social media.
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely a tool.
So, another question I had for you is when everything is said and done with your career and you've won a Grammys, whatever it is, you've won multiple Grammys, et cetera, et cetera. What is one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
Well, I mean, obviously, if I was able to get to the point where I'm, like, winning Grammys and stuff, that would be absolutely amazing. That's a dream of mine for sure. And as an artist, I want to be able to impact people the way that my favorite artists have impacted me, because I really do believe that music and musicians can change a lot with one song. And so I want my songs to, I want people to be able to come to my concerts or come to my events or listen to my music and have a good time and forget about whatever problem that they're having, or feel it and deal with it through music. And I think that if I can accomplish that and accomplish having a big enough fan base to win set like a Grammy or something and be able to tour the world, then I've reached my goal for sure, and I want to keep doing it. So I want people to be able to take away and feel something positive from my music.
Right, you know, and I hear that a lot, and speaking personally here, I went through something pretty traumatic about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
This coming March, I spent a lot of time in the hospital, almost 3 weeks. And music is literally what got me through that was music.
Yeah, no, music definitely has the ability to change a lot of things, and people kind of underappreciate it a lot of the time, I find. Like, you think it's
mm-hmm.
always going to be there, and when you
right.
think about it, though, it impacts your life in so many ways every single day, even when you don't realize it. You know, like, you're standing in your coffee shop, and today I work at a bakery coffee shop type place part-time, and it's always so weird. Sometimes the Spotify will cut out, and everybody notices immediately, because it's, like, such a lack of an amazing thing whenever it cuts out. So, like, even the tiny things,
right.
they
mm-hmm.
deserve to be noticed, too, you know? And music has such a strong power
completely.
In it. Appreciated way
and,
more.
And I've been covering music for about 5 out of the 7 years I've been doing radio. I've been
yeah.
covering music, and more mainly in the country music area. But I've been kind of branching out here recently. But I found that a lot of musicians within the industry are some of the best people in the world.
Mhm. Yeah, no, I've met so many amazing musicians and made some lifelong friends through music, for sure.
there's a band that I'm friends with from Canada. Called Runaway Angel, and they
oh.
are just
tell them
they are just the sweetest girls. Oh my gosh,
they're so nice. Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about. I did a show with them once.
Oh, sweet. And speaking of Canada, the music coming out of Canada right now is just beyond incredible. There's a playlist on my phone specifically for a Canadian independent music because I love it that much.
Mhm. It's there's so many great musicians and so much great music coming out of Canada for sure, and I'm so glad to kind of be involved with it.
Mhm. And we've had a lot of Canadian artists on the show, like. Of course, Runaway Angel, you obviously, Tennille Arts, who is the sweetest person, and it's, I just love the music that y'all are making up there. I absolutely love it.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Okay, so, you know, you know, as an artist, whether musically or in your personal life, what inspires or motivates you as an artist?
I'd say there's a lot of, like, motivation just kind of because it's what I love to do, so it's easy for me to sit down and write and or sit down and play a song or just do a random cover. I'd say it's kind of like it's definitely in me, so I don't need, like, temptation to do it. I just kind of want to. But sometimes deadlines can be motivators. You know, if you want to have a song written by a certain date, then you're like, okay, time to sit down and write, you know. But for me, it's definitely, like, an intrinsic thing, and it's always been that way. So I've just always loved it a lot and kind of found it easy to stay motivated and kind of stay on top of things. So that's kind of how I stay motivated, just because it's what I love, so it's easy for me.
Nice. And the last question I have for you before we talk about what's coming up for you, but what is the best advice you've ever been given?
Oh God, I've been given so much amazing advice. It's crazy. There's so many amazing people that I've kind of interacted with throughout music, and one of those was one of my mentors. His name was Don, and he passed away recently, which was pretty hard on me. You know, I had never had anyone super close to me pass away, so this was the first time I ever kind of experienced it, so that was hard to deal with a little bit. But Don, right from the start, kind of told me that it all starts with a song. You know, you have to keep trying to find that song that'll break you through, kind of. And he told me to always kind of keep working hard. It's never going to get easier, but it's worth it. And if you want to do music, you can't be there isn't really a plan B if you want to try to make it. So Don definitely, like, that's just a little bit. He gave me so much amazing advice, and he was such an amazing mentor for me.
Yeah. I saw your post about that, and I'm sorry about that, by the way.
Thank you.
What can we expect from you in the next few months as far as music? I know you mentioned I know you mentioned covers and everything like that. So can we expect new music from you this year?
Yeah, I think so. I'm hoping to put out an EP towards the end of the year, and I always do covers and that type of thing throughout the year, so you can expect more of those.
Awesome. Are there any shows coming up, like in the summer, that you booked or anything?
Yeah, I always am booking shows and that type of thing just around Southern Ontario specifically, and you can find basically all of those on my website, which is just www.mckaylinmusic.com. And I have a house concert actually coming up February 21st with a Canadian group called Tragedy Ann, and they're absolutely amazing. So if anybody's in the GTA Guelph area, I definitely recommend reaching out to me, and you can come to that show. But I'm constantly booking more things. Since I'm going to Peru, I'm taking a little break for the next, like, few weeks, just because I have exams and then my mission trip. But once I'm back, I'll be back in a full.
Oh, nice. You know, one thing I forgot to mention, and I tell my guests this all the time, but if there's ever anything that we can do for you on the show, whether it's a promotion for a new single, whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out to us, okay?
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
Absolutely, because I feel like if this show can be a stepping stone for an artist to that next thing, whatever it is, that next interview or the next gig or whatever, I feel like I've more than done my job as a host.
Yeah, that's awesome, and it means a lot to the artists. I know that. I'm speaking for all of us.
Yeah, and you know, I'm always humbled by that because prior to starting this podcast, I had no radio experience whatsoever. I literally mm-hmm. started this just on a whim because a lot of my friends were doing it. So I said, you know what? If I can do it, I can do it. So I started this back in 2012, and it's been fun.
Mm-hmm, I bet.
So, in the next 5 minutes or so that we've got here, is there anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to talk about?
Just that you can find all my music on all the streaming services, and basically anywhere you can find music, you can find mine. So stay tuned because there's hopefully new stuff coming out soon. I'm working on it right
awesome.
Now.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for doing this, Michaela. This has been so much fun.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I think I'm going to I'll let you go so you can go study prepare for that mission trip.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Absolutely, and you're always more than welcome back anytime you want to come back on.
Thank you.
All right, I think I'll let you go, but like I just said, this has been fun.
Yeah, for me too as well. I had fun too.
All right, I'll talk to you later, Michaela, okay?
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Michaela Hay. You know, Tuesday is kind of a big interview for us. We have a former Three Doors Down bassist, Justin Biltman, joining us to talk about his a brand new country project that he's got going. And then that's the 29th. Let me see. And then the February 5th, we have, and I just now saw this, we have the lovely and super hilarious Miss Hadley Stump joining us February 5th. Let me see if that's the right date. Yes, it is, February 5th. We have Hadley joining us. Then February 12th, we've got super talented singer-songwriter Corey Spires, I think that's right. I'll definitely have to check on that for you. But anyway, I think with that, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.